95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, dude. How the hell are you?
I am good. I'm still living. You?
Exactly the same.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right.
You know what? Are you familiar with goop?
Goop. That's the stuff that get crap off your hands?
No, that's a different goop.
Oh, okay.
This is Gwyneth Paltrow's website.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I don't know anything about
it. You're good, because you're going to be outraged.
Oh, neat. I'd love to be outraged.
I can't wait to introduce you to goop. Words I've never said. How to clean out spider webs.
Oh, man. There's more and more need for that.
Sure is.
As we get all sorts of new species of spiders
sure
on
do.
These shores.
Sure don't love it.
No.
Mistaken text.
Oops. Oh, cool.
Text, oops.
Dad, what are you saying now? No, wrong.
And neighbors that are slobs. There's one neighbor in, I think it's Koreatown, who had 8 feet high of trash, garbage.
Wow.
8 feet high wall around her property.
Wow.
You couldn't even see her house.
That's such a strange thing that gets into people's head. Why that? Why would you want to keep the smelly crap?
I don't know.
It's so weird.
I don't know. But the city finally decided to clean it up, and it just occurred to me that people can be slobs. And if they're your neighbors, it sort of sucks.
Now, did you didn't have very many roommates back in the day, did you? Or did you?
I didn't after college, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I lived in radio, lived with a great number of people. And, you know, it was usually about split down the middle, about half and half. They were either
that's pretty good.
Insane slobs, yeah,
right.
Or just like a really neat and fastidious.
I'm sorry?
I don't know, some word.
And our high-low game is up to $1,400.
Yeah.
We're going to do that before 4 o'clock here on 95.5 KLOS.
No longer!
So angry.
A lot of yelling.
Sounds like my school. Hey, I should have mentioned it when we played Wolfgang Van Halen just a few minutes ago, but Mammoth is going to be joining Dirty Honey on the Young Guns tour, featuring Dirty Honey and Mammoth. And you can actually get your pre-sale tickets right this second. Young Guns, all one word, two G's, is how to get those pre-sale things. Just stop by Dirty Honey's social media for more details on this very cool upcoming tour.
So, like, I have a website I'd like you to visit, because you can find some good Christmas gifts for me there.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's called Goop. G-O-O-P.
Oh, I'll go visit it right this second.
Which, first of all, is a terrible name.
It is. That's unless it's like the stuff you wash the grease off your hands with. Well, that's what I'm used to.
It is Gwyneth Paltrow, movie star. It's
right.
Her site.
Movie star.
And you can pretty much, you know, hey, you want to go on a trip? Yes, we'll take this private jet.
Oh, so you're looking for the small stuff this
to
year.
To South Africa and Johannesburg. And then you can, yes, I mean, it's that kind of stuff.
Right.
But also, she has a perfume that is called This Smells Like My Vagina.
Oh. Yours or hers?
That's a real thing.
This smells like my vagina.
Yes. That is a real thing.
I bet it's one of the better selling items as well.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I bet it is. Absolutely.
I don't. You know how I would like to sort of try everything?
Yeah. No. Is this one you don't want to try?
No, it's just a candle.
Well, hold on. I'll take it back out of the basket here. I've put it in already.
You already put it in?
Yeah.
Shoot. The person who works on all their perfumes described it this way, and this is awesome.
Uh-huh.
It has a sophisticated, sexy floral scent of the candle. Might even translate to a wearable perfume.
Might even.
Yes.
Okay.
So it uses cedar wood and bergamot absolutes juxtaposed with damask rose and anabret seed stir the senses into the realm of fantasy and seduction.
I have to say that perhaps limited experience, I don't know, but those items don't jump to mind when one thinks of...
That's my point.
Right?
But they need to. That's my other point. Okay. See this? This is the candle. It says, smells like my vagina.
Shouldn't it be in a weird shape? I mean, you know, I mean, just like...
Well, I don't know that it's shaped like...
Just a candle. I mean,
but now they also have a scent.
Mm-hmm.
And then why don't you read to the kids what the new one is?
Oh, no. This smells like my orgasm. I don't think that anybody would want a candle that smells like my person.
I don't...
I'm not sure why anybody else would think that anybody would want.
I don't know what a... Orgasm
well,
smells like...
The smells of sex, the smells of suicide, to quote Rolling Stones. I mean, you know, there is a sort of lingering...
Do you want that in a candle?
No. That, no. Well, not necessarily.
Vagina, yes?
Yes.
Vagina, yes.
Yes, but perhaps not after activity.
Orgasm, no. No, but
yeah.
If you're going to get the orgasm, then it has to be after activity.
True.
So
yeah, well, you get the pre-roll.
Listen, give me both just to be safe.
All right, you got it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey,
last night around 8:30, I got a tweet from a frequent contributor, Raul.
Ah, Raul, he's a good guy.
Saying funny car chase channel 9.
Oh yeah, that's right. It went all night.
Several of those. Yeah. It was really entertaining.
Yeah,
it was really fun. Yeah.
Tell the kids all about it.
I put the Kings game on hold.
Wow, you were into it.
But then afterwards I went back and saw, and they ended up winning in overtime. But yeah, it was an 18-wheeler. It was a big rig.
And it started up here in the valley and went all the way down out to Ventura, didn't it?
I'm very surprised that they didn't get away, because usually a big rig is a great escape vehicle.
You can drive it so fast and down any street.
The dude stole it, and the police started chasing him, and they put down, I think it was 4, maybe even more, spike strips.
Yeah, those things can just keep on trucking, if you will.
Yes.
I wasn't intending to go there.
And then the helicopter camera that you were watching on TV, you could see the front left tire come off the rim.
Oh, wow.
Just completely come off.
I wonder what that's got to be really hard to hold that giant wheel.
That's what I would have thought. That's what I would have thought.
Because he was going slow, right?
When he was going 30 to 50.
Oh, okay.
But then like 30 after his wheels started falling off.
Yeah.
But when you get a flat tire, like on the left, it pulls left.
Yep.
So you would think that would happen, but he was right between the lines.
He's fine, man.
Pretty solid.
Yeah, he's good to go.
And kept going. It was 40 minutes later, still had no front left tire. It's not like he had a pit stop someplace where put it back in.
Cops all weighed, have some coffee.
Yes. So 4 different times they put out spike strips, which popped some of the tires or ruined some of the tires.
Right.
But at the end, it was amazing because he was going on pretty much all rims.
Wow. And that's a lot of sparks.
And it was at night by that point. Oh, and funky. It was just sparks flying out.
Wow.
Still going 30.
Wow.
But I don't know, exactly understand how that happened.
I don't know, but I don't think that truck's in very good shape anymore.
Says on the bottom, the Chiron said, truck loses a lot of wheels. So he's being chased and chased and chased.
Yeah.
And then he finally stops down by the 55 freeway, I think.
Yep.
And there was a big standoff because he wouldn't get out.
Yeah.
So then the SWAT team came in. They surrounded him, blah, blah, blah. Five hours later.
Right.
Like this morning at 3 or 4 a.m. or something like that.
Hey, for your commute, we have something fun.
Yeah, they did block one of the sides of the 55 because of that guy. At one point, he did drive past my house, though.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I was very excited. Nice. I was going to go out and wave. Hey, man.
But you did an OJ, like everybody's out waving.
How are
on
you
the
doing this with no wheels? This is amazing.
So would that be your chase vehicle of choice when you decide someday to...
If I were going to be a chase, mm-hmm. I believe that a big rig would be the last thing because you can't really make moves.
I do know what I would go for.
Oh,
and it's already happened.
I'm sorry.
In San Diego. Not with me. It wasn't me, but they, you know, the tank.
There's
remember
only
the
one
tank?
Answer. Oh, the tank.
Right?
That was so great.
That's the way to go.
The tank.
What the hell are you
going
to do?
But they can catch you.
Well, sure they can catch you. You just roll right over them.
Yeah, right. In the short term. See, you're thinking short term.
Oh, I always do.
I remember the dude on a motorcycle. Those guys get get away more than half the time,
I think. Yeah,
as long as you can lose them really instantly before the helicopter picks up your
set. The helicopter. I knew someone who lived here in L.A. way back in the 30s and stuff and actually said exactly that. You know, you used to be able to get away on a motorcycle quite easily until they had them helicopters.
Yep. Now he's like, wow, really quickly.
Yeah.
There was one guy that went into the Glendale Galleria with a motorcycle.
Yeah, I saw that one. I was watching that one happen. Yeah.
And I was like, genius. He's in a parking garage. He's going to disappear into the ball.
Freaked out. I was like, whoa.
No one's going to know it was him, and yet it was registered to his motorcycle was registered to him.
So there's always something really dumb.
So they were able to track him down.
Besides the fact that it's insane.
Arrest him. But last night was fun.
Yeah.
Enjoyable.
That's you, man. That's you in a nutshell.
Good night. I can't imagine how a truck kept going when it was just on rims, but it did. Didn't seem to be the least of a problem.
Right.
Not even a little bit.
Right.
You'd see wheels flying off of this thing. You go, how is he controlling it so well? So props to that dude, even though...
Yeah, don't do that.
Even though he's going to be in jail, and don't do that. But props to him for being able to drive that big rig with no wheels. We should give away $1,400.
Take this money.
We
take
want to give
money.
You money.
Take our money.
It's KLOS High-Low Game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It is worth $1,400. You guess a number between 0 and 95. If you get exactly right, you will win that $1,400. We can give you one clue. The last guess was 57, and it was too low.
Too low, so higher than 57.
And you also get tickets to Evanescence and Hailstorm just for being caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Out, guys.
Does your love bite?
Sounded the same to me.
Dog bite? It did. It was just like you actually had a vocal.
Time for the high-low game from KLOS. Who's this?
Yeah, Victor.
Victor, you're caller 13.
Victory for Victor.
Nicely done.
Yay.
All right, so the number is between 0 and 95. The last guess was 57, and it was too low. What would your guess be?
That's right. It's got to be infamous number 61.
61.
Are you high? Are you high?
You are high as a kite.
It is too damn high. Oh. Damn it.
That kind of narrows it down a bit.
A bit.
61 is too high, but you also got the Evanescence and Hailstorm just for playing.
Oh, sweet.
That show is at the YouTube Theater. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you don't need them because you just won them for free from KLOS. Thanks for listening. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We've got Kings tickets to give away sometime between now and 5. That's very cool.
Very
yeah.
excited about that.
Some very important trivia questions for that or something.
Like we do.
Yeah.
always important.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about texting the wrong person because this happens a lot.
Oh, yes,
and
indeed.
It's one of these evergreen topics that we could probably do once a month because there's so many people who have that oops factor.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, if you called the wrong number, you would know pretty much right away. It's not grandma on the phone, so you're not going to say something weird.
But now with caller ID, they'll call you back.
Yeah.
Did you just call me? No, it was an accident.
No, leave me alone. Butt dialing.
Leave me alone.
Have you ever done butt face dialing by accident?
I have.
I hate that.
I have.
All of a sudden, there's someone staring at you. I'm like,
yep.
Oh, hi. I didn't want to. Sorry. I'm in the shower. I gotta hang up.
I mean to do that. Here is one of the funniest texts I've ever seen that went to the wrong person.
Nice.
This is real. I found it on BuzzFeed, and I'm going to read it as is.
Okay.
We're back in the hospital because Jake set his butthole on fire again. Again.
What was it that you did set on fire?
You have the wrong number. But please keep me updated. OMFG. And then the original texter says, oops, sorry. And then the guy that was the wrong number goes, no, come back. I want to hear everything.
Yeah, totally. More info, please.
Can you imagine
getting
that text from somebody? Jake set his butthole on fire again.
Down there playing with a lighter.
How does that happen?
No, I'm assuming that was a wrong thing, but maybe not.
He meant like underwear?
Yeah, something. Or I don't know.
As far as I know, that's not flammable. The last I checked.
Well, I guess we'll have to do some experiments.
Last I checked.
Hey, get Heidi and Frank in here.
It wasn't. Would they help?
Oh, yes. I bet they would. They'd be down with seeing what's flammable and
Come on. We're back in the hospital because Jake set his butthole on fire again. For God's sake.
Would you love to get that text?
Yes. Yes.
And I would find some way to keep it rolling for sure.
I would too. I would say, how did he do it this time?
Exactly.
Yes.
There you go.
You play that part for the rest of time.
Yes.
I want all of the updates on that story.
Oh, man. I'm so concerned. Is he okay?
Right.
How did he do it exactly?
Right. Well, how badly is he burned?
Any pictures? What did the nurse say this time?
I would not ask for any pictures.
Oh,
that's where you and I are different. So you sent a text to the wrong person and it was embarrassing. What is it?
Oh, man.
This was a stranger. Still embarrassing.
Yeah, it's great.
But most of the time it's, you know, sexy picture or something about sex in general. You send it to a parent.
Yeah. Or we're going to get rid of this guy and you don't send it to the boss. You send it to the guy that you're going to get rid of, that sort of thing.
That happens.
You get those.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
That's one of those great driving songs. If you had an open lane on the freeway just now, Joyous Wolf is who that is from Orange County, Fearless on KLOS.
Yeah, there are a lot of those open lanes in Southern California.
Yeah.
All right, we are talking about you got a text from or you texted the wrong person. You have one of those?
Hi, KLOS. First-time caller.
Thank you. You texted the wrong person?
No, actually, my mother had texted me.
Oh, okay.
And it was a sexually oriented.
Oh, no. No.
What did it say? What?
It was something along the lines of, it felt so good when you
in. Oh! And it wasn't about something else somehow?
No, because she was trying to text her boyfriend or something.
Oh.
And I replied, like, Mom, stop. Like, no. And then it continued.
What?
She was like, yeah, I was so or something. And it was just terrible. It was the worst text I've ever gotten from my mother.
Man, did you end up, you know, following it up? How was your mom in bed? I mean,
I immediately called her and told her what the heck.
I see. Okay,
you know, let's call her right now. Actually, I want to talk
give
to
us
her
phone
with
number.
You on the phone.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. Oh, we're not going to do that. I know. Oh, damn.
KLOS. Hello.
I accidentally take the picture of my email to Marcy.
To Marcy, that she was telling me about, and she's like, wow, I'm pretty impressed by that.
She doesn't need that, though.
That's massive.
I will speak on her.
Thanks for calling.
Side. KLOS, hello.
What's up, man? How's it going, guys?
Good. Talking about, you texted the wrong person or got one from someone?
I texted the wrong person one time. This was a long time ago, too, like 15 years ago. And I'm texting my homeboy, and I'm texting this really hot chick that I liked at the time. And I'm texting Toby, and I'm texting this girl, and all of a sudden I text the girl. I'm just going to lay it out there, and I text her, man, I'd crawl through a mile of broken glass just to bury my face in your this
right.
one time.
Right.
And it was Toby, dude. He texts me back and says, come on over. Oh, my God.
Plan accepted. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude. 818-955-KLOS. Where did your text go wrong?
We're talking about texting the wrong people. That seems to happen a lot. Happens
yeah.
a lot to
oh,
me.
Oh, man.
Tell
yes.
you that. We started with this text that I found on BuzzFeed. We're back at the hospital because Jake set his butthole on fire again.
Again. Again.
That's the key word.
I mean, I feel terrible for those people, but it's hilarious.
I don't feel terrible.
They have to keep dealing with
this.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
And then they send it to a random number.
Hilarious. Yeah, they send it to the wrong person. So the person says, you're on the wrong number, but please keep me updated. OMFG. And then they say, oops, sorry. And the guy goes, no, come back. I want to hear everything.
Right.
Which is hilarious.
Yes.
This is just a mom text. It's not a wrong number text, but it's a mom text.
Okay.
And you'll see why.
Yeah.
Please stop changing the Google logo so much. I like the original one. Then the guy says, Mom, I don't change the logo. Google changes it. And she says, on my computer, you don't run the Google?
You don't run the Google.
And he said, if I did, I wouldn't be driving a 2004 Ford. That is hilarious.
That's awesome. Oh, Mom.
Here's one that you really never want to have someone send you.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Chicken butt.
So you say what?
Oh, sorry, what?
And then they say, no, you have to guess.
I'm annoyed.
And then, a question mark, I don't know.
Yeah.
IDK.
Yeah.
Grandma's in the hospital.
What?
Why would you make me guess that? What happened? Can you imagine?
Right? And I saw one where Mom didn't know what LOL meant, and like Aunt whoever had passed away, and she says, you know, it's really sad she'd passed away, blah, 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 LOL.
Oh, that's funny.
And they're like, I thought it was love out loud.
Love out loud. Moms, oh, moms.
Come on.
But now we're talking about you texted the wrong person. KLOS, hello.
My daughter texted her boyfriend's mom while they were in the car together. Instead of her boyfriend, and said, are we going to be stuck at the house again with mom's cooking?
Oh!
And she said it, to his mom.
Oh, man.
And she replied, you mean to text my son? And my daughter said she wanted to jump out of the moving car.
Sure.
Of course.
Their relationship has not been the same since.
That sucks. That sucks. That, never be honest in a text.
Right?
Don't.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Always check who you're sending it to.
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Exactly. Thanks for calling. Hey, do you know, is her cooking really that horrible?
No, I think she was just bored and wanted to get out of the house.
Gotcha.
Well, maybe she should take that angle. I guess you can't win.
That's a terrible thing.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Thank you. You texted the wrong person?
Yeah, I texted my sister when I thought I was texting some chick the text actually was my felt good resting against your nose while it was in your throat last night.
And you said that to your sister.
She texted me back. She said, I'm not her, bro.
Well, at least she wasn't she didn't have a meltdown about it.
No, like the other guy, I'm glad she didn't say, come on over.
Right?
We should give away some tickets. Two tickets to check out the LA Kings as they face the New Jersey Devils tomorrow night at Staples Center.
Oh, that's very cool. If you can go, be ready to call.
You can get your tickets now at lakings.com/tickets, or you can call right now and be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. I'm going to give you two words. You have to tell me which one is an actual hockey term.
Ah, a little test, a little pop quiz.
One is a hockey term, one is not.
So we're going to take a few callers and rotate through all of them and give them this test, and then you just will throw the names in the air of the winners.
Just want to make sure that we get a hockey fan.
Yeah, yes, you know. Exactly.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. We have tickets for the LA Kings tomorrow night versus the New Jersey Devils at Staples Center.
That's so cool.
And we're going to do it with a little quiz. I'm going to give you two words. One of them is a hockey term. One of them is not a hockey
term. One of them is a filthy lie.
Correct. KLOS, who's this?
How you doing? Steve.
All right. I'm going to say two terms. You have to tell me which one is an actual hockey term. You ready?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Poke check, puck check. Poke check, puck check.
Puck check.
Incorrect. I'm sorry. Poke check.
Oh, damn. That was a trick question. That was good. I thought it
was
that, too.
A trick one.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Well, Kevin's feeling tricky today.
Taylor West, hello.
Hello. Hello, this is Lucas.
Hey, Lucas. Are you ready for your hockey term?
Yeah, bring it on, man.
All right. Dump and face, dump and chase.
Which of those is accurate and true and real and actually used?
Dump and face, dump and chase.
Dump and chase, man.
That is correct.
Ah.
Yes. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Lucas.
Lucas. All right. You're in the drawing.
He knows his turn.
He does. Yeah. All right. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You get to play the game. Yes.
Oh, awesome.
All right. So I'm going to give you two terms. One is an actual hockey term and one is not. Cross-checking, cross-cutting. Cross-checking, cross-cutting.
Which one is real?
Cross-checking is real.
Cross-checking is real.
Nice.
That's true.
Well
nice
done. Hold on. Don't go away.
I'm sorry. His name again?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I missed it.
What was your first name again?
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Well done.
Oh, we never asked him.
I hope you had a hell of a...
Nope.
Sorry. Just quoting Fast Times all of a sudden.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah.
Hi there. Are you ready for your hockey quiz?
I am.
All right. Freezing, icing.
Which of those is real?
Freezing, icing.
Oh, icing.
Yeah, well, everybody knows.
Correct.
They really want to go to the Kings game.
Get his name again.
Yeah, what's your first name?
First name?
Ask me a harder one.
First name? What's your first name? How about that?
Apparently, that's very hard.
What?
First name is Mitch.
Mitch, all right, Mitch, hold on. Don't go away.
Wow, that was difficult. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, one more. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Michelle, caller 13?
You are in the game, yes.
Woo!
All right, are you ready for your hockey question?
Yes, I am.
All right. Five pole, five hole.
Which of those is a real hockey term?
Five hole or what was the other one?
Five pole.
Five pole.
I'm sorry, it's five hole.
Ow!
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Damn it. Right between
the goalie's legs is five hole. That's what they call it. Yeah.
How dare you?
It's right between his legs.
That's just not necessary, sir.
All right, I'm mixing up the contestants.
The three names that actually got it right, and the final winner is
Mitch.
Mitch!
Mitch!
Is this Mitch?
No, this is Hamilton.
Oh, hi, Hamilton.
Sorry, Hamilton, you didn't win.
Sorry, and I answered the wrong call. But yeah, Mitch did. What do you think about that? Boo, Mitch. Hi, Mitch. How are you?
Hey. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Now you're going to the game.
You just got two tickets to check out the LA Kings as they face the New Jersey Devils tomorrow night at Staples Center.
That is so awesome. And I got to say, you guys are the greatest. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We would prefer you said that before we gave you something. But all right. We'll take it. If you didn't win your tickets, you can get them at lakings.com/tickets. It is KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. According to a family friend, a 90-year-old woman lived in a home with her son who had been hoarding junk for years.
That's rough.
Her name is Letitia Ruiz, and she used to sit on the porch, but now there's no room because there's so much trash in the front yard that it's an 8-foot wall all the way around her property line.
Wow.
So away from her house, outside,
right,
around the property line, 8 feet tall.
That smells wonderful. I'm sure the neighbors
so
must
good.
Enjoy that.
Listen to this report.
A house with piles of trash, some up to 8 feet high. Finally, some movement today after years of neighbor complaints. We went to the city for answers after neighbors told us about their frustration and concern for the homeowner. Just within the hour, we got word the homeowner has agreed to let city crews come onto her property and clean it up.
Oh, well, at least she's not like, no, I need my garbage.
Right.
A lot of times it's
this
like,
stuff's
no,
important to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, there's something really, that banana peel one day.
The word came after paramedics checked on the elderly woman. She said she was okay, and they left. Neighbors say they are relieved that something will be done.
I hope something happened before Thanksgiving or even before Christmas. At least our neighbor will look nice.
Now, we're told cleanup could begin as soon as this week.
That's sweet that she thinks that the government's going to get to it before Thanksgiving.
Christmas of 2027 should be done by then.
It is a disaster home, so yeah. It's probably good that this is happening. Plus, a lot of animal life in there.
Oh, no.
In and amongst the trash,
oh,
of course.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the kind
Roman
of animal
friends.
Life that you don't love.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly, yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So, your neighbor was a slob.
Yeah, if you had some sort of giant, you know, you'd drive,
maybe a hoarder, maybe.
Right? Yeah.
But they're just a slob. Like, they leave stuff out in the front yard. They're, you know, the ones that have the boat, the ones that have the RV.
Those seven broken down cars that they're going to fix
cars
one
up
of these
on blocks.
Days. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, or they're parked in the yard or
yep.
what have you. Or you are. Maybe you're trying to shake that. You know, I only know one person who was really a hoarder. It actually was his wife.
I don't know any.
Someone at a radio station. And he said that he had gotten to a point where he could, there's only little tiny passages ways through the entire apartment.
That's crazy.
Yeah, everything else, newspapers and old magazines.
Needs to be
piled,
on that show, Hoarders.
Yeah, I'm piled up above his head. He
I'm
said.
A bit of a mess.
Yeah.
But I would never pile it 8 feet high. That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
I would think I would get rid of some of it. So 818-955-KLOS, if you had a neighbor, have or had a neighbor who was just so annoyingly sloppy and messy.
And maybe how you dealt with it.
Yes.
Hopefully without a shotgun.
A bunch of these people wrote in letters to whatever, you
right.
know, whoever's in charge of it, and
yeah.
Nothing would happen.
Right, yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So finally, this finally, you know, changed, but
right.
they were trying for years to get something to happen. So 818-955-KLOS, call now. We were talking about Letitia Ruiz, who lives in Koreatown, that has an eight feet mountain of trash that covers her entire house.
Like a wall around
yes.
her house, and had been there for years, right?
And eventually the government says that they're going to go clean it up. So we're talking about your neighbors were a mess.
Yes, I have a neighbor that's really messy, man.
What, like,
oh,
what,
man? I mean he has cars everywhere, and he just honestly parks his cars all over the street. It's bad enough, you know, California and L.A., everybody has problems with parking.
Yeah, of course.
So it's just ridiculous.
How many cars would you guess he has?
I mean, it's just him and his wife, and he has six cars.
Wow!
And three of them don't even run. He has to push start them.
I've had that.
I mean, they run, then.
Yeah. I had a 69 Bug that I push started more than I
nice.
Properly started. But I only had one.
Oh, yeah. All
yeah,
right.
yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. That's so weird.
KLOS,
they're collecting dead cars.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it's Mark.
Hey there, your neighbor is a mess?
Well, he wasn't a hoarder, but we had a ton of mosquitoes in our neighborhood. Couldn't mm-hmm. figure it out, so I jumped over his fence. He hadn't turned his pool filter on in over a year.
Woo!
No kidding. We measured 6 inches of schmegma on top of the pool.
I hope not.
Well, we threw one of those chlorine discs in the
yeah
right and it spit
yeah.
it back out
yeah it would, yeah exactly
just spit it right back out
yeah just yeah.
nope
like a hockey puck
it was disgusting and the whole damn block smelled like ass.
Ours never got yeah. that bad, but when I was a teenager actually we had a pool in our backyard and it just turned green.
Ooh.
Basically the joke was you could walk on water.
Why wouldn't
house.
You have done anything about that?
Oh, that's a long story.
Okay.
But it does happen.
No, you could.
But mosquitoes,
you could
very
walk
bad.
On this.
Yeah, yeah.
You could walk
I believe
on
it. I believe it. Thanks,
right, thanks
for calling, man. Yeah, it turns quick.
We were talking about the city cleaning up an 8-foot wall of junk.
Yeah, and this is, like, you showed me this picture. I mean, it's even over a car. It's just, it's taken over this house.
Yeah, there's a car that's literally buried
yeah.
in stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to post
wow.
it on my Twitter, at the Kevin Ryder. But we're talking about your neighbors were a mess. You have a story like that?
I have a story about a messy client.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a small business in Claremont. I'm a Girl Friday. I've had it for about 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I had a lady call me from the hospital in Pomona saying she had breast cancer and she needed me to go to her house to water her plants.
Mm-hmm.
So I take my kids. They're young at this point. Take my kids. We pile in the car, go to her house, and I see a big sign on the window of her house saying that her house has now been condemned.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So I get out of the car with my kids. I walk to the backyard to go water. There are bird cages all over with dead birds all in them.
No.
I look through the kitchen window. There's about 1,000 dog food bags that are
tall.
And there's about 10,000 empty cat food cans on her porch. I tell my kids, get in the car now.
Good call.
Yeah.
I come back. I tell my husband, I said, you're not going to believe this. My husband grabs the video camera. The neighbor watched our kids. We drive down there, and my husband tries to film it because nobody believes that this is happening.
Right.
And he's filming the entire time. He's, like, creeped out. He's like, something's not right here. We get back home. The video camera was just black. It didn't even film anything.
How irritating.
And I call the lady and I tell her, I don't know why you're worried about your plants being watered. You no longer have a house.
And how did she respond?
She just was kind of offended, but I mean, you don't have
offended that her house was condemned.
Listen, it's condemned already.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing much you can do about a house being condemned.
I mean, yeah, if you're looking for a hoarder situation that's gone south, that's pretty much it. Hi, KLOS.
How you doing?
Good. Your neighbor is a mess?
The poor lady lived there for 8 years with no electricity and no water.
Wow.
And when the county finally came in and cleaned it up, all the rats and stuff went to everybody else's house.
Oh, yeah, they were like, well, our home is destroyed. Let's move out into the neighborhood.
That sucks.
Wow.
Yeah,
that'll probably happen with this woman with her 8 feet of garbage.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
I would guess so, yeah.
So, man, so she was really living. You know, we lived in the desert, and there was a couple of old burned-out houses across the street from us, and people used to live in those. They'd have fires at night. And yeah.
Really, man?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it's really bizarre that, you know. But, I mean, it's still a roof over your head.
Sure.
That's the main part. Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Your neighbor was a mess?
Not my neighbor, but we did find a hoarder. My dad and I were big car people, and we found a guy who lived here in Tarzana who inherited a house from a hoarder who happened to have a whole bunch of classic cars, but the inside of his house was full from floor to rafters with books. Everything was just small hallways. You could walk down through. You couldn't even tell the rooms apart.
That's so,
so
frightening.
Weird when that happens. Yeah. And they were all books, huh? Like, what kind of books? Just everything, or?
Anything that you could find. He had pictures of, like, the Wright brothers, tons of really cool stuff.
Were you able to get some classic cars off of him? Did you buy some from him?
No, this guy is...
Did you steal them?
Oh. Yeah, wish.
Next time.
We were talking about the city cleaning up an 8-foot wall of junk.
Yeah, and this is, like, you showed me this picture. I mean, it's even over a car. It's just, it's taken over this house.
Yeah, there's a car that's literally buried in stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to post it on my Twitter, at the Kevin Ryder. But we're talking about your neighbors were a mess. You have a story like that?
I have a story about a messy client.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a small business in Claremont. I'm a Girl Friday. I've had it for about 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I had a lady call me from the hospital in Pomona saying she had breast cancer and she needed me to go to her house to water her plants.
Mm-hmm.
So I take my kids. They're young at this point. I take my kids. We pile in the car, go to her house. And I see a big sign on the window of her house saying that her house has now been condemned.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So I get out of the car with my kids. I walk to the backyard to go water. There are bird cages all over with dead birds all in them.
No.
I look through the kitchen window. There's about 1,000 dog food bags that are tall. And there's about 10,000 empty cat food cans on her porch. I tell my kids, get in the car now.
Good call.
Yeah.
I come back, I tell my husband, I said, you're not going to believe this. My husband grabs the video camera. The neighbor watched our kids. We drive down there, and my husband tries to film it because nobody believes that this is happening.
Right.
And he's filming the entire time. He's, like, creeped out. He's like, something's not right here. We get back home. the video camera was just black. It didn't even film anything.
How irritating.
And I call the lady and I tell her, I don't know why you're worried about your plants being watered. You no longer have a house.
And what? How did she respond?
She just was kind of offended, but I mean, you don't have
offended that her house was condemned.
Listen, it's condemned already.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing much you can do about a house being condemned.
I mean, yeah, if you're looking for a hoarder situation that's gone south, that's pretty much it. Hi, KLOS.
How you doing?
Good. Your neighbor is a mess.
The poor lady lived there for 8 years with no electricity and no water.
Wow.
And when the county finally came in and cleaned it up, all the rats and stuff went to everybody else's house.
Oh, yeah, they were like, well, our home is destroyed. Let's move out into the neighborhood.
That sucks.
Wow.
Yeah,
that'll probably happen with this woman with her 8 feet of garbage.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
I would guess so, yeah.
So, man, so she was really living. You know, we lived in the desert, and there was a couple of old burned-out houses across the street from us, and people used to live in those. They'd have fires at night. And yeah.
Really, man?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it's really bizarre that, you know. But, I mean, it's still a roof over your head.
Sure.
It's that's the main part. Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Your neighbor was a mess?
Not my neighbor, but we did find a hoarder. My dad and I were big car people, and we found a guy who lived here in Tarzana who inherited a house from a hoarder who happened to have a whole bunch of classic cars, but the inside of his house was full from floor to rafters with books. Everything was just small hallways. You could walk down through. You couldn't even tell the rooms apart.
That's so,
so
frightening.
Weird when that happens. Oof. Yeah. And they were all books, huh? Like, what kind of books? Just everything, or?
Anything that you could find. He had pictures of, like, the Wright brothers, tons of really cool stuff.
Were you able to get some classic cars off of him? Did you buy some from him?
No, this guy is...
Did you steal them?
Yeah, wish.
Next time. That's one of my favorite blends. Purple Haze. Just want to go home and light something up. Yeah.
What a surprise. What?
For a change, for once.
You can win $1,400 right now with the KLOS High-Low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. $1,400 to pick a number between 0 and 95. We can give you one clue. The last guess was 61, and it was too high.
Too high, so lower than 61.
You automatically get Evanescence and Hailstorm tickets just for being caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Time for the KLOS High-Low game. KLOS, who's this?
This is me. Who's this?
This is Faye Dunaway. Who are you?
Mr. Mosh.
Mr. Mosh.
Hey, you haven't ever played our precious little game before, have you? The high-low game?
I've been trying, my friends. How you doing?
We are good. You are caller 13.
Which means you get to play our precious little game.
That is shut the front door.
You scared me for a second
and
there.
And you could win $1,500.
Woo!
Pick a number between 0 and 95, and the clue that we can give you is the last guess was 61.
And that was too high.
And it was too high.
So something under 61. What do you got?
Something under 61,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
correct.
Sir.
24?
Yes, sir.
You're going for 24.
Who says 24 when they mean 24?
It's the proper English etiquette. That, according to the KLOS motherboard, is... How low can you go?
That is too low.
Oh, God.
Damn it.
Too low?
Yeah.
Too low.
Damn it.
That doesn't mean you don't win, however. We're still going to give you some little shiny trinkets. Kevin, tell him what he won.
He won Evanescence and Hailstorm tickets at YouTube Theater. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you don't need those because you get them for free.
Ah, you guys are awesome.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon and time for What We Learned.
What did we learn?
If you're looking for a candle that smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina... You're in luck. There's also one called This Smells Like My Orgasm, which I believe we decided to pass on.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm going to know. Uh-uh. Okay. Yeah, I know.
If you plan on getting in a car chase, perhaps don't steal a big rig. 18 wheels can slow you down quite a bit. Also, your rims could light things on fire.
And you look like Optimus Prime.
Correct. Yes.
So, you know.
And if you're going to text someone about how much you enjoyed sex, make sure you're sending it to the right person and not your son.
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Today, I heard that there was an apology from Miss Allie McKay.
Allie, really?
Allie.
You apologized?
I apologize on a lot of levels. I'll tell you, there's a lot of levels. I've made fun of Kevin for his Crocs for, I'd say, 6-7 years.
Yes. As well you should.
Yes.
As well you should. But yes. Mostly because he wears them with socks. I mean, that's a travesty. That should never happen.
Hold up for a second. This is Allie trying to take the high ground now and go, down with Crocs, just not socks.
Just no socks.
F you. Wait. Let's talk about the Crocs.
Here's the thing. I moved to Maine, and I have a yard for the first time. I, never had a yard. I'm not rich like Kevin. Sprawling grass everywhere.
Shut up, woman.
I had to do things like, gardening, and then it had rained, so I was trekking across the lawn in my vans.
I don't like where this is going.
No, Sluggo, I'm like, I can't let my vans, they're going to be wet all the time. I've got to get something that I can slip on and off.
What? Right. And after making fun of me for 6 or 7 years, what happened?
I went to the website and I said, well, I'm not going to get any of these. These are horrible. But what about just a plain old black pair? That would be fine.
Unbelievable.
Right? You guys, I got them yesterday.
What?
Why didn't Kevin ever tell us how comfortable they are? Those are delightful.
Effing believable.